Oh, we all know that sound.
But that is that nails on the chalkboard, or what
is
that exactly?
Oh,
I will take
snap.
The strawberry.
Do they offer flavored?
I will take the nitrous, please. Yeah, you know, the fluoride treatments they offer you are the polishing stuff. They have all different flavors for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay. I've actually tried the cinnamon before, but I remember, do you remember as a kid when you had to get those trays with the fluoride?
Mm-hmm.
And I would always just gag.
Yeah.
I just couldn't handle it.
Now they just like paint it on
yeah.
with a little
which
brush.
Which is way,
it's
way,
way
better.
Easier.
Okay, grape so here's the deal. I went to the dentist a lot. I can tell you my dentist's name as a kid, Dr. Brasner. Okay, so I went there. I had my cavities from time to time, but then as an adult, especially, I mean, you're watching kind of the bank account.
Yes.
It's more important your kids go. And last time I went, which was in February, Grace and I had an appointment both. And they were like, wow, we haven't seen you in this long.
A very long
time. It was a long time.
Yeah.
And the two people who can shame you the most for not calling or visiting,
yeah.
your mother and dentist.
Yes.
And there's always the how often you're flossing. Are you flossing after every meal?
Never flossing enough.
Anyhow.
It's because I don't floss enough.
So last time, and again, I was supposed to make a return visit, and they had done, you break it up in quadrants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every eight. And so they did a real extra
special cleaning
for the upper right. There was some numbing involved, but still, you know, even with that, when, even the sound of that, I mean,
I
that
know.
Drill just kind of, right? It just sort of does its damage. And
yeah.
so last time, and so I kind of conveniently was busy on April 10th when I was supposed to go back. And so, but I've had a guilty conscience about it, and now today is the day. And I've been recognizing for months now, like, I'm afraid of this thing, and I'm not.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal. My wife told this story about how this guy, you know, could have helped the problem if he had dealt with it in the early going. But since he waited, he couldn't. And that was the thing that guilted me into calling to make an
yes.
appointment. That I just moved up from October 15th to today. But anybody else dealing with dentist things or
no,
got words of encouragement
yeah,
today?
You know, it's not even like the fear factor for me. It's more, it's almost like an anxiety inducing. And my dentist is wonderful and
mm-hmm.
kind and gentle and nitrous. Bring it on. I like the nitrous.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding. Okay, so I throw the nitrous on, throw the earbuds in with like tropical music playing.
Uh-huh.
And I just take a little beach vacation.
My dentist always gives me, like, the warm scented towel afterward, too.
Oh, I don't get a warm scented
towel.
I
love my dentist, and I love my kids' dentist as well, too. It's amazing how my kids went from fearful to they're actually, like,
excited.
Yeah, I get to watch movies while I'm in here.
Yeah.
Right on.
I say break out the steel drums and calypso music and go to a little beach holiday while you're there. Get
we need
the nitrous.
Pep talks for Halvo.
Yeah,
pep talks for Halvo.
Yeah.
Here's our WIB listener line. Leave a voicemail, would you? Call and leave a voicemail at 715-396-1670. Get him pepped up for his dentist visit today.
Here was my concern. I'll say this, and we got casting crowns coming up. But last time I did this, the upper right quadrant got the extra deep cleaning, okay? And so then they need to go to the... And I've been putting this off because eating was kind of a challenge the subsequent 3 days. Today they're going to do the other three quadrants.
Three in one day? Oh.
Good time for a juice cleanse.
Okay, so exactly. You're going to want to take some ibuprofen preemptively, like before
well,
you go.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they are, you know, I think there's going to be some numbing involved, but all right, yeah, I'll welcome those pep talks. 396-1670, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, to the dentist in 2.5 hours, but who's counting?
How smart is your dog? The results, we've all been waiting for the results of doggy IQ tests are in, because apparently this is a real job for someone with a doctorate.
Okay.
Dr. Stanley Koren is a dog psychologist and professor at the University of British Columbia. What he did was he modified aptitude tests that are typically used on toddlers.
Oh, gracious.
Do a lot of people make their toddler go through aptitude tests?
I
don't know.
Standardized testing? I don't know.
That young. Anyway, so he says that he's able now to get a handle on canine smarts, and here's what he found. The average dog knows about 165 words. That's the same as an average 2-year-old child.
Huh.
The two smartest breeds, border collies and poodles, have an average vocabulary of 250 words.
Wow.
Really?
That's impressive.
I always thought by cartoons, all dogs hear is, you know, wah, 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 Arlo. I thought he didn't understand
wah, wah,
anything.
Wah, wah, food.
So you want them
it's
to
like
know
Charlie
their name. You want them, like, related to certain tricks, like roll over or...
Yeah, stop, stay... Sit.
What can you all get into with that extra 100 words, I guess?
Yeah, I'm...
Mommy will be home soon. My guinea pigs know one word.
No?
No, they know the word whistle. When we say whistle, they start weak, 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 weak. It's very cute. It's very endearing. Oh. Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Dr. Corin says you may think of your pet as a drooling furball, but when it comes to social skills, most dogs behave on a level equal to human teenagers.
Nice. No, because human teenagers are not happy to see me come home. And dogs are. You know, my hypothesis is that cats know even more words. They just don't care.
Yeah, indeed. Right. I would agree with that hypothesis. Which breeds are the brainiest according to these findings? So again, we said border collies and poodles at the top.
Yes.
German shepherds are a close third. Then golden retrievers and Dobermans round out the top five.
Sure. Yeah.
But I know our mini Aussie Shepherd is really smart, Athena, and we actually truly play hide-and-go-seek with her.
Aww.
I mean, you say, you know, somebody will go hide, and then you're like, find Evelyn. And so she'll go around the house looking until she finds you. I mean, I'd never seen that before.
Honestly, dogs that herd and dogs that rescue, those are the ones that I want to be the smartest. And also the ones, too, that are, you know, German Shepherds, very obviously are canine unit dogs as well, too. So, yeah. Good to know that the best and brightest are being used. Labs aren't in there. Sorry, Arlo.
I still stand by the fact that I have very smart guinea pigs.
There you go. My dog can't whistle. So.
No matter what the animal story, it eventually does come back to the guinea pigs. Sorry, dogs. All right. Rush of Fools up next here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And no, you're not barking up the wrong tree. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, the three amigos together on a 68-degree Constitution Day. Happy 232nd anniversary, Constitution. We appreciate you. So here was the deal. Last night, for the third time in the day, I had kind of a burrito mix and an egg for a meal. And it was good. I kept away the carbs, but as I went to pick up one and then two children last night, I wanted something to snack on. So I took the Clancy's restaurant-style tortilla chips.
Gotcha.
Right, solid choice.
I'm sure not approved for, like, the low-carb, low-sugar diet. So, anyhow, and it's calories and stuff. But this morning, I wanted a potential talk topic, and we suggest behind the scenes, I'm like, what about what you snack on? And I could not remember for the life of me a certain snack item that my friend, who's lost more than 60 pounds in the keto diet, it's his favorite, and it somehow is approved on that diet.
And
this
and
was
Caleb
right
and
after
I
7
are,
o'clock when you were...
Yeah, Caleb and I are throwing out suggestions
and
ideas,
I was just like, you know,
and he's
it's
describing
kind of light
it.
And it's pork rinds.
Pork
I couldn't
rinds.
Remember it until I was trying to call my... I was going to call my wife, phone a friend, and say, what is Jason's favorite snack food? And I knew she would have known.
Yeah.
But this leads us now to the segment, at least for now...
Memory issues.
And Joe Biden's taking that on the chin these days because he can't remember that record players are something that were used in the past and not currently. And he couldn't remember President Obama's name recently. And there's been other instances. But I have some empathy for him because I'm 20 years his junior and I'm struggling with some of that.
And
you're younger than me.
I feel you. No, and that's how I am with names. Like, they'll just be gone. And I'll be talking to someone and I will have even called them their name a number of times. And then my husband will walk up and I need to introduce them. The name is gone. The name is gone. Yeah. It just disappears. It runs away. It hides. It's gone.
Right.
And what's really frustrating is I have that issue with, like, names and sometimes even names of objects, if you know, like you with the pork rinds.
Yeah.
But yet I could remember, like, I was thinking this weekend and I was like, now I went to that talk at a parent-teacher partnership meeting back 5-6 years ago, and she was talking about sleep, and she said that, like, for every this many days, it, like, I remembered numbers and stuff, and then I contacted the speaker and I was like, hey, I just want to verify because I went to this talk that you gave back, you know, and she was like, wow, good memory.
Sure.
How can
things.
I remember those weird details and not someone's name?
I mean, the other day I walked into a room and I actually did remember why I was there, which was awesome. It was the bathroom, but still, I felt like that was progress.
Winning.
So,
I mean, totally a thing is that the older you get halfway in the stairs, you're like, was I going up or going down? So that's kind of
there's the science behind that. They say walking through doorways is actually, we don't realize it, but like a mental reset for our brain. And that's why a lot of times you'll walk through a door and suddenly, whoop, it's gone. Because as you enter a new range.
This morning, it was just like, it jarred. It was like there. Because earlier I was reaching into a room and there was absolutely Nothing there. All
but
right.
How can I remember that there's studies that show that and not remember, like, this guy's name in purple to my left?
Hillary, I could pull out sports facts from the 70s that would dazzle.
Blonde.
Not
I
know. You, but Caleb. But anyhow, it's there's things that are, you know, nuts that are stored away.
We are going to drop some knowledge on you. Oddly, but it is knowledge of a certain sort. Odd science facts here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Hillary with you. Have them back early morning tomorrow. Did you know this? If a tiger loses all his hair, he'll still be striped. Tiger stripes are like fingerprints. Each individual cat's markings are unique. And they're not just hair. The stripes are in their skin. Seems to be a thing with cats since your house cat's fur markings are also skin deep.
Let's just nair dip them all and take a look, shall we?
See what
Don't
happens.
Do that. It's not nice. The Humane Society would not be happy, and neither would I. Hey, did you know insects outnumber us? There are more insects in just 1 square mile of fertile soil than there are human beings on the entire planet. What?
Wow. So if you're afraid of creepy crawlies, maybe don't think
just
about
don't
that one
think
too
about
much
that.
At night.
Just don't think about that.
Odd science facts here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Salt of the earth is more than just a saying. There is enough salt in the world's oceans to cover all the land on all the continents to a depth of nearly 500 feet.
Seriously.
That
amazing.
Is nuts.
That really is. A cloud-to-ground bolt of lightning carries between 1 million and 1 billion volts. It can reach 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, three to four times hotter than the surface of the sun.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Don't golf during
thunder
and lightning
storm. Don't get hit by lightning. It's bad.
Odd science facts. The bark of the giant redwood tree is fireproof. Really? In fact, redwoods depend on fire to clear room for their growth and to enrich the forest soil for seeds to sprout.
Oh, interesting. The kitchen appliance staple known as the microwave oven was invented after a researcher happened to walk by a high-powered radar tube one day and the chocolate bar in his pocket melted.
So he lost his snack but comes up with a patent worth innumerable millions. While mom's chicken soup won't really cure your cold, it will make you feel much better. There are anti-inflammatory properties in the broth that have been shown to reduce congestion and ease fevers.
Chicken soup really is good for you.
Boom.
Not to mention those
knowledge.
Fluids you drink, and as you inhale the steam, it helps your sinuses. Chicken soup is very good for you.
Who was the first one, do you think, to actually shave the tiger and realize, oh, there's stripes underneath? Because to me, it doesn't seem like
sure
they do
I
that
don't
willingly.
Know. I'm sure I don't know. But I can't imagine the tiger enjoyed that as much.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.